Chapter 12. I lay in bed thinking I could crawl on the ceiling. There was no way I could sleep, not with that diary and Allie's paws in the guest room. I heard the big door downstairs close, and my dad's briefcase hit the floor with a thud. I knew my parents would be upstairs in half an hour. I would just have to wait it out. I cast a glance over at Greg, in the other bed, who was curled up in a little ball, making him look even smaller than he was. I wondered what I would have felt like as a 7-year-old with a mother acting like a turbo slut and a moved-out father. One day earlier, I might not have been able to imagine it, but having been there made it easier to put myself in Greg's and Allie's shoes. I figured Greg would be okay for a couple years, but by 9 or 10, kids stopped being sweet. If something didn't change, he would start to respond to it. He would have his thoughts. There's nobody to really look out for me. I better act tough, or somebody will think that I'm scared. I better cut up a lot so people will laugh, and so long as people laugh, the world is still a big joke. I better pick on lots of other kids so that everyone sees their problems, and then they'll miss mine. It struck me that I was describing Beau Richardson's life. I had been thinking about how I would be if I were Greg at 9 or 10, and I had just described the worst kid in school. If I were Greg, I would become like Beau. If I had Beau's life, I would be Beau. Probably worse. That was a real awakening thought. I tried to decide what Ryan and Renee would get out of it if someone forced them to live in Creed's house, or Beau's house, or Allie's house. If the average Steepleton kids had to walk a mile in one of their shoes, would that make them more understanding? I had this weird feeling that it wouldn't change a lot of my friends. It might scare them or piss them off, but it wouldn't make them understand. That made me feel all alone and kind of strange, like I didn't know who I was all of a sudden. I had always been just normal Tori Adams, that kid who wedged his way onto the football team despite the fact that he couldn't throw or block.
"Well, hell, he can kick, so we'll let him on."
The kid who played guitar well enough for being in high school, but who wrote dumbass songs that didn't mean anything. The only thing that ever made me stand out, I thought, was Leandra Konevsky, the most beautiful girl in these parts. Some fear grabbed hold of me, like if I changed too much, I would lose Leandra. I had the feeling my new understanding of Steepleton was going to cause a few fights, and it made me nervous.